You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Ross Miller. He is a psychic healer and regression therapist out of Newton, Massachusetts, and today we're going to learn a little bit about his company and what he's doing to help the fine people of Newton. So without any further ado, Ross Miller, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
You're very welcome. So, Ross, why don't you talk a little bit about your business and what exactly you're doing to help the fine folks of Newton?
Okay, so I'm a psychic healer, a medium, a past life regression therapist. So as a psychic healer, I tune into people's aches and pains, illnesses, traumas, fears, angers, phobias, whatever, and I tell them where they come from by tuning to earlier parts of this lifetime where they may have been traumatized, but
right.
I do a lot of regression work where I tune into their past lives. I can also show the client, I can also get the client to regress back to their own past lives so they can see it as well, but that's usually in the second session. But in the first session, I'll generally tell them where these aches and pains and issues, fears, phobias come from and how to begin releasing them and letting them go. And then in the second part of the session, I actually heal it or heal the issues.
So the first session is actually trying to kind of grasp where this stuff's coming from. And the second session is you actually performing some type of healing.
Well, actually, it can be in one session. So the first hour is when I give them a psychic reading and I tune into all this stuff and answer their questions also. They may have personal questions
right.
about family, job, career path, their own health issues, and also questions about the past, present, and the future. So that's the first hour. Then if they want to continue in that same session, which most people often do because it's a nice flow, then in the second part, which actually goes for an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, I then do the healing work and pull all that stuff out of them. And they actually feel it coming out of their body. They'll generally see it with their psychic third eye. They become psychic during the healing segment. I show them how to connect to their higher self, which is a white light chakra or energy center located about 3 feet above their head. That's their God self. Once you connect to that, anybody can be psychic themselves. And I actually teach classes in that. I show people how to not only connect to their higher selves, be psychic, tune into their angels and spirit guides, hear their names, feel their presence around them, learn their qualities and traits so they can call on them very personally to help them in throughout their lives.
Now, Ross, what sort of people are coming to see you as far as your clientele is concerned? What's like your demographics? Are we talking adolescents? Are we talking middle-aged adult? Are we talking the elderly?
Well, mostly people anywhere from, usually as young as 12 years old on up to elderly. But most of my clients, I'd say about 75% of my clients are female. That's because the brain is divided up into two segments. You have the right side of the brain that's creative, intuitive.
Right.
Which women are more tuned into, and the left side, which is more practical, pragmatic, factual, which men are tuned into. So it's a little harder for men to get a grasp of this or want to come to me because they're not really believers in spirituality and stuff like that as women are. So more of my clients are women, and I get a lot of people who are healers or would-be healers. In other words, people who either want to become a healer or become psychic, or people who already are doing it and want to get better at it. So I really open them up, help unblock them so they can become more connected to their higher selves and their guides and angels and hear more clearly the information that's given to them basically.
And your clients now, what sort of things are they coming in to have you help them solve? I mean, what would you say is your most popular thing that you see coming through your doors?
Okay. More recently, it's depression, anxiety, and feeling blocked. So for depression, anxiety, that has to do a lot with childhood trauma as well as past life trauma. And so I identify what's going on, and then I open up their chakras or energy centers. You have seven major chakras or energy centers inside your body, going from the base of the spine to the top of the head. When you get traumatized, each chakra actually spins like a little vortex or tornado shape in front of you and behind you and above you and below you. And when you get traumatized, let's say somebody breaks your heart, that would affect the green heart chakra. Each chakra has a different color. So the green heart chakra, let's say you get divorced, somebody dies, you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, that would tend to traumatize the heart chakra. The heart chakra would then clench up like a fist and pull into the body. and that would block the energy flow up and down the spine from one chakra energy center to another, creating a state of dis-ease or disharmony in the chest, heart, lung area that's ruled by the heart chakra. And that state of dis-ease over time, usually a year and a half to 2 years later, can turn into a disease. So people with breast cancers, lung problems, heart problems, breathing problems all have heart chakra blockage. So I would tune into the root cause of it and then do a quick cleanse the body, cleanse the aura, get you into your higher self, open up the chakras fully. And then I work with spirit guides, angels, and archangels, and we actually pull out the trauma so that the client actually feels the negativity shooting out of their body. Most of them, I'd say about 60%, will actually see it coming out as dark black, gray smoke,
wow,
gray anger coming out. As it comes out, the guides and angels heal it and turn into white light. We then do a forgiveness exercise. We forgive everyone who harmed them in this life and past lives, and then ask for forgiveness from anyone the client may have harmed, because in past lives, we can be both male and female. Usually we switch one to the other, back and forth, male, female, male, female. And quite often we're warriors, because that was about the only paying job way back in the Middle Ages and
right,
earlier. So we've been warriors, you know, shooting, harming, stabbing people, et cetera, that warriors do. So we have a lot to be forgiven for. So we ask for forgiveness for ourselves. We forgive those who harmed us in this life and past lives, and that heals more of your karma or unfinished business so that you don't have to keep reincarnating or coming back in physical form to work out that karma. So usually at the end of the hour and a half session, I'll have healed anywhere from 60 to 85% of a person's total karma.
Wow.
Which ends up saving them anywhere from 10 to 25 incarnations, so they don't have to come back quite so often.
Now, Ross, is it fair to say that negative energy, if left inside the body, can actually cause some kind of physical disruptions with the body
itself?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me give you, for instance, so
sure,
I had a woman a little while ago. I tuned into her and I said, I see you in a past lifetime defending your castle. She was on top of the castle in the parapets. And the enemy was trying to climb up the walls, and they were shooting arrows and things. And I said, and I see you being shot just 2 inches above your left breast, right here. And I pointed to a spot. She opens her eyes and looks at me and goes, oh, my God, I had a cyst removed exactly from that spot 2 weeks ago.
You're kidding me.
No. So these traumas leave leaky holes in your aura, your energy field, which is usually the aura is about 3 feet wide. It's an energy field around you. It's what people refer to when they say a person has good vibes, bad vibes, or charisma.
Right.
And you know how you feel. Some people suck your energy when you're around them. You want to run the other way. So that's
yes,
a person with a negative, muddy aura. So anyway, when you're shot, stabbed, or wounded, whether it's in this life or past lifetimes, it leaves a leaky hole in your aura that even moves through your lifetimes until you actually heal it. That's your negative karma from being a warrior or whatever. And so what I do is I pull out the trauma from the hole, the leaky hole in your aura, with the help of the guides and angels. And then we fill it up with angelic energy, angelic light, and then suture it up angelically so you're not leaking energy anymore. And that way you won't create any more cysts or growths or cancers or whatever can be caused from that weakness.
Now, Ross, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people find your business online? Where can people find out some of the information
okay,
of the stuff we've been talking about?
They can Google my name, Ross Miller Psychic, or Ross Miller Healer, R-O-S-S Miller Psychic, or go to my website, which is themysticway.com, themysticway.com. TheMysticWay.com.
Ross Miller, psychic healer and regression therapist out of Newton, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for coming on. Make sure you check him out at TheMysticWay.com, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.